Chapter 2, Inspiring the Class. The next morning, Mom was in a rush, so she announced that today was anything breakfast. I added a splash of milk to my bowl before mixing Frosted Flakes and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Mom rolled her eyes. I shrugged. It's anything breakfast. Usually, Mom boils us eggs. She tries to make the yolks jammy, but some days they're too hard, and some days they're slimy. Sometimes they're so slimy, it drips off the plate and into my lap. After breakfast, I twirled in front of the mirror one last time. I liked how the tassels on my kurta waved at me. I couldn't wait to show my kurta off to my best friend, Katie, and my teacher, Miss Torres. Katie and I always share cookies together at lunch. Katie's mom usually makes peanut butter cookies, and Zanira and I always make sugar cookies. If you were in the third grade, Miss Torres was the teacher you wanted. Her voice was soft, even on the playground. If you got in trouble, though, her voice got even quieter, but also serious and scary. As soon as I got to school, I rushed over to Katie so she could see my new kurta. Katie was telling Namaya a joke. How do we know that the ocean is friendly? It waves, Katie said as she waved her hands at Namaya. Katie is from Florida. She loves the beach. Namaya and I both giggled, and just then, Katie's mouth popped open. I love your dress, Anissa. Thanks. It's a kurta my grandmother sent from Pakistan, I replied. I get boxes from my grandma, too, Prerna butted in. She sends them from India. Many of you need to get started on your morning work, Miss Torres said. Each morning, we're supposed to start our day in silence. When we're done with our worksheet, we get to read. I don't think Miss Torres is a morning person. Anissa, I do love your new dress, Miss Torres said. It's a kurta. My grandmother sent it from Pakistan, I said proudly. That gives me an idea. We should have an international day, Miss Torres suggested as she straightened the papers she was grading. The class buzzed with excitement. Prerna raised her hand. Can we wear special clothes? She asked. I raised my hand. Can we bring in food? I asked. These are all wonderful ideas. Everyone can bring in a food or an activity from a place they choose. Many of us have roots in different places in the world or from here within the United States. For the United States, please choose the state that your family has a connection to or where you have lived the longest. Or you can choose a country that you have a connection with. Please choose a place that is meaningful or interesting to you. Learning about each other's backgrounds can show us our differences, but it can also show us how similar we are. We can dress up too. This Friday, we can create and color paper flags from all around the world and hang them all over our classroom, said Miss Torres. And let's do International Day next Friday, she added. Everyone can start thinking of ingenious ideas. Ingenious is our word of the week. It means clever or original. Thank you, Anissa, for inspiring us. Miss Torres wrote Ingenious Ideas for International Day on the board and underlined it 2 times. My mind was already racing with ideas. Zanira and I had created what we call the A to Z bakery. We even had a logo. It's not a real bakery, but we do take orders from our family. Would I bake something for International Day? I knew I had to bring in something extra special.